overlapping of time fractal periods may be helpful in some ways and confusing in others, maybe demanding a question of, if a spike occurs, which time period of a higher fractal does it occur in? Simplest way is just to assume both of them and go from there, which gives even more fuzziness. But I wonder if there aren't some tricks to make it less likely that side effects are going to ruin the modeling you're trying to do.